الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق وسيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم لا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وارحمنا يا رب رحمة واسعة. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. أما بعد، one of the ways to instill someone's faith, one of these ways to increase someone's faith, someone's iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to remember and learn about the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba, the companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inshallah, in today's short khatira, I'm going to be talking about the story of one of the companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the name of Ubadah ibn Samit. Ubadah ibn Samit. And Ubadah ibn Samit has a unique story because he was from Al-Madinah. He's Ansari. And Ubadah learned about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam even though he didn't get to see him, because he was in Medina and the Prophet was in Mecca at the early age of Islam. But Ubadah ibn Samit was a very intelligent man. He's very smart. So when he learned about the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it made a lot of sense to him. He actually loved the message, loved this man, even though he didn't even see him yet. And he decided to immigrate from Al-Madina to Mecca. The hijrah was from Mecca to Al-Madina, but he actually did not wait for Prophet to arrive to Medina to take the Shahada. He decided to even travel to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam secretly to accept La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, to accept the Risala. And Ubadah ibn Samit was a black man. In some narrations, they said that he was very black, Shadidu Sawad, very black, very handsome, very strong. Physically, very strong, and mentally very strong as well, right? So Ubadah ibn Samit in some narrations say that you will not be able to grab your two hands in his four arms, subhanAllah. This is how big he was. And so Ubadah ibn Samit, not just, like I said, not just physically strong, but mentally very strong, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam trusted him with Katb al-Wahy, right? He actually gave him this honor to write down the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealing it to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, his wife, Haram bint Milhan, has a unique story as well. But I want to focus actually on one incident that showed the great character and the charisma and this great personality that this Sahabi had. That was towards the end of his life. By the way, he died in Palestine, in Palestine, as a qadi, as a judge. This is how intelligent he was. So at the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, and this is the main incident that I wanted to highlight in today's speech, insha'Allah ta'ala. You know, Umar ibn Khattab sent an army to Egypt under the leadership of Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma. And so when Amr ibn al-As needed reinforcement to his army, like an extension to his army, Umar ibn al-Khattab sent him Ubadah ibn al-Samit, because he's well known by being that great warrior, that great soldier physically, and also he's very intelligent, so he can actually add a lot of value to the Muslim army at that time. So Ubadah ibn al-Samit finally got to Egypt. Now, they wanted to actually negotiate with the ruler of Egypt at that time. His name is Al-Muqawqis. So he wanted to, Amr ibn al-As wanted to negotiate before they start the war with the Romans, just to see if there is any way we can actually prevent ourselves from getting into this war. So he trusted who? Amr ibn al-As? Ubadah ibn al-Samit. So he sent Ubadah ibn al-Samit in a delegation. Now Ubadah ibn al-Samit is going to negotiate with the ruler of Egypt, the king of Egypt, al-Muqawqis. So I just want you to imagine this scene. The Muslim army is right here. The Romans are right there in the front. And then Ubadah ibn al-Samit is leading a small group of leaders, 10 people, and they're going towards the army of the Romans to negotiate with al-Muqawqis. Now, al-Muqawqis was surprised, right? Because he's seeing a black man leading a delegation in position of leadership. That did not make any sense to him, right? It's like, what's going on here? I never seen something like that. So al-Muqawqis got closer to the delegation, and then he was looking around Ubadah ibn al-Samit. He did not want to acknowledge that he's even here, you know? So he started speaking to his companions and told them, you know, ابعدوا عني هذا الأسود وقدموا لي غيره ليكلمني. Like, just put this black man away and bring someone else to talk to me. Right? So of course he's disrespecting Ubadah ibn al-Samit. He's a racist king, right? He is definitely trying to put him down. He's being condescending. So Ubadah ibn al-Samit was, you know, was surprised by his reaction, of course. But look at what the Sahaba told al-Muqawqis. They told him, no, we don't do that here. We were taught from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we're all equals. He is the Amir, he is the leader. And it doesn't matter what color he has. What matters in our faith tradition is the taqwa, is his faith, is his character. So he is the one who's going to be talking to you. So they were very firm with al-Muqawqis. Now al-Muqawqis again, one more time, he wanted to disrespect him. It's like, he should be the lowest of you. How come you guys are putting him as the highest of you? And then one more time, the Sahaba were looking at Muqawqis in his eyes and said, you know, he's the most wise, the most knowledgeable, and that's why he's in this position. And if you want to get anything done in this negotiation, it has to go through him. There is no way, you know, else. You have to talk to him. Then finally, al-Muqawqis felt like there is no way out. So finally, he decided to approach Ubadah ibn al-Samit. Now, Ubadah ibn al-Samit, he's a very intelligent man. He knew how to deal with these situations. So when al-Muqawqis started to speak to him, he was very more racist, right? He actually told him a very, racist insult. He told him, come closer to me, speak to me gently, because your blackness scares me, and if you speak loudly, you will scare me even more. So I just want to—I want you to put yourself in Ubadah's shoes right now. He's being treated this way. He's being insulted this way. He's actually now in position of leadership. He's actually presented the Muslims at that time, right? And Ubadah's answer was very inspirational, very inspirational, very strong. He actually looked him in the eyes and said, "Well, if you are scared of my blackness, I got 1,000 black men behind me that can actually scare you even more." Right? So he looked at him and he actually was very firm. And then he started speaking about this concept of equality in Islam and why they're there. By the way, you can look up the entire speech. But towards the end of his speech, al-Muqawqis actually said, he was shocked by his speech, because Ubadah ibn al-Samit had this unique speech. When he speaks, everybody has to listen. And so he looked at his assistants and said, هَلْ سَمِعْتُمْ مِثْلَ كَلَامِ هَذَا قَطْ لَقَدْ هِبْتُ مَنْظَرَهُ وَإِنَّ قَوْلُهُ أَهْيَبُ عِنْدِي مِنْ مَنْظَرَهُ He said, have you ever listened to a speech like that before? Like he's talking to his, you know, assistants. He's like, have you ever heard something like that before? He's actually scary. He looks scary, but his speech is even more scary. And then Al-Muqawqis got to a meeting with his assistants and decided not to resume and not to go forward with this war. And they actually gave up the war before they even started, subhanAllah. Ubadah ibn Samit was, he actually died in Palestine as a qadi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who follow his legacy. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.